Well, I think we'll get this started. As you know, this is a very concentrated program here today, but we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We gather here today to commemorate Memorial Day. This is the 150th anniversary of the Decoration Day, as it was originally called. In Waterloo, New York, on the spring of day of 1865, Henry Wallace, a local druggist and a very patriotic man, remarked that local gatherings that were being held was well and good for the returning soldiers of the Civil War and the respect and the praise given to them, and also sad that those who were not returning were seemingly forgotten. With the help of John Murray, a commander of the 148th New York Infantry during the Civil War, the idea took off. On May 5th, 1866, the citizens of Waterloo, New York, with the stores closed and flags flying at half-staff, and draped mourning banners, marched to the village cemeteries to respect the fallen heroes of the Civil War and to lay floral arrangements on their graves. While other communities may have reported earlier observations of the honors of the Civil War dead, this was the first formal, complete, well-planned, village-wide spread observance of the day entirely dedicated to the honor of the war dead. 2 years later, John Logan, of the Grand Army Republic, proclaimed May 30th Decoration Day. 100 years later, on May 26, 1966, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed a presidential proclamation recommending Waterloo, New York, as the birthplace of Memorial Day. Memorial Day has evolved over the years to include fallen soldiers from all the wars and conflicts. And in 1971, that day was moved to the last Monday of May. Memorial Day has come to symbolize the time of remembrance of anyone who died under any circumstances or the beginning of the summer season. But true, the remembrance of the day is for those who died in the service of the country. This is why they are collectively remembered as this special day. This is the national debt that can only be repaid by individual Americans. Sacrifice is meaningless without remembrance. By honoring the nation's war dead, we preserve their service to our country, their memories, and their ultimate sacrifice. It is important to keep history alive and to never forget the cost of freedom. Thank you. We'll now have the placing of the wreath by the auxiliary and the VFW Legion.
Thank you.
That concludes our ceremony here this year. We're going to the Catholic cemetery next, and hopefully we'll see you all here next year, but hopefully things will be back to normal. Thank you.